702.
What's gone viral?
With Kabazela.
Right, let's catch up now. The world of viral content. Ah, Kabazela.
Ah, good morning to you, Belle.
Talk to me about a petrol attendant and a woman. Why have they gone viral?
Yeah, so this is an incident that took place at a Celtics petrol station. And there's a man who is the petrol attendant and a woman customer who are standing by one of the pumps. And he is putting some petrol in what looks like a container. He's pumping the petrol into this container. And whilst he's doing this, there's a woman that is standing near him. She's dressed in a black kind of bodysuit. And she is gesturing towards this petrol attendant, and she goes near him and she gets close up to him and she tries to kiss him, and he sort of, you know, moves his head to try and get out of the way. And she does this once or twice, and then she goes behind him whilst he's kind of bending over, filling this canister with petrol. And she kind of gets behind him almost like a doggy style kind of move, and, you know, tries to pump him from behind. And this incident is a couple of guys in the background having a bit of a laugh at the whole thing and all that kind of jazz. But it's gone viral, and I was tagged on Twitter with by one of our listeners. And it seems to be the discussion about this thing or this incident is that, you know, if this was a reverse, you know, situation, let's say it was a woman petrol attendant and a man doing that to the woman, it would be outrage, it would be, you know, headlines, etc., etc. And the question that was asked is, why is it essentially when there is, you know, sexual harassment or abuse towards men, it's always kind of looked at as a joke, and there's a laugh, and it doesn't seem to be taken serious. So that's the discussion that's been had about this video. And maybe we could ask that question this morning. You know, maybe you've seen a video like that before and you've kind of laughed at it. And maybe you sit there and think as to why did you laugh at it? What was the reason? What's the psychology behind it when you see these kind of videos? Why is it funny? Should it not be the same in terms of, you know, the same reaction if it's abuse across any gender, perhaps? Let's see what people have to say, Bongles.
All right, put it out there. Notable one, 883-0702. Why do we tend to make that a bit of a joke when in fact it isn't? And it's just as serious as if, you know, the abuse was towards a female, for example. So you've got some feedback. We discussed this the other day. This employee who hadn't missed a day of work for 27 years. You've got some feedback on that.
That's right. Yeah. So he had worked at this Burger King branch for over 27 years. He never missed a day of work during the 27 days. And the company that hired him to work for Burger King gave him a congratulatory pack. And remember I said inside this pack, it was a coffee mug. It was one movie ticket, a couple of sweets and all that kind of stuff. Really, really cool things. Imagine after working for somebody for 27 years. Anyway, his daughter went onto social media and to a GoFundMe page, and she basically said, you know, if anybody wants to, you know, send some kind gestures towards her dad, he has a GoFundMe page that she set up. And I don't think in her wildest dreams she would have imagined the response she got. But it's sitting at over $200,000.
Wow.
For this guy.
Wow.
Who's worked for this branch for 27 years. Absolutely amazing. I mean, some people, David Spade, remember him?
Yes.
The Hollywood actor? He gave $5,000 towards this guy who had worked for 27 years. So really, really nice. Feel good, good news story coming out of that one. And it got me thinking about, you know, often you'll hear people who come across a complete stranger on the streets, and they'll go to these platforms and they'll try and attempt to raise awareness or, you know, money for these people. And sometimes it just blows up and the response is huge, just like this. So maybe have you done such a thing? And maybe, you know, it doesn't have to be on a GoFundMe page, but maybe you've just gone to Facebook and put out a request to your friends, and it's maybe gone viral and picked up by somebody else, and you've managed to raise money or raise awareness for some something, and it just blew your mind away. And at the end of the day, the person who was the recipient was, you know, just completely grateful and happy that they received this money or the awareness.
All right, sounds fantastic. $200,000. Wow. Right? Should start a GoFundMe for me.
Maybe Prime Media will give me one of those packages and you can start one for me.
Well, we'll take your calls on that. 011-883-0702. Have you been part of a GoFundMe campaign for someone you know? Tell us about it and how did it go?